single culture. Like every ethnicity you can think of has a word for the burn parts, and it is desired and beloved by certain elements of that culture.
When my mother-in-law
does that make all the sense in the world?
The fried rice my mother-in-law makes, my kids prefer it to mine because they always say grandma burns some of it.
Yes.
Like, what do you mean? Like, there's parts that there are al dente.
Uh-huh.
I says, the rice not done? She said, no, the rice is done fine. It's just the stuff at the bottom that ends up on the top of the fried rice.
That's the stuff. Wherever the heat meets the container, meets the rice, and it's just, they all converge. It's God's juice right there.
Fabrenta, I have not heard. A gribenus or grieben. That you've heard is
gribenus is a specific item,
right? Gribenus is burned caramelized yellow onion in chicken fat,
right? The little pieces,
it's a specific thing.
It looks like foreskin, which leads to one of my favorite jokes never by gribenus from a moil.
it's low carb though,
right? Exactly. But yeah, so the burn stuff. Like I heard from a guy who said all over Spain they were eating paella, and the waiters would come. Oh, are you done? And they're like, oh no, we're not done.
Back the hell off.
This is and the waiters. We're like, yes, you know. You're listening to WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670, The Score, a radio.com sports station. Happy Super Bowl week, gentlemen.
Thrilled about it. Very much looking forward to this particular matchup. And I was talking, some friends and I were texting, Adam and Dennis and I were all kind of texting, how are you going to bet this? What do you want to do with this? All that kind of stuff. And I kept saying to them, I like the over. I like a lot of points in this one. And
yeah.
Like, really? Because we heard Anthony Heron trying to talk you out of that for a solid 20 minutes. How were you not listening to what the man was saying? I'm like, I don't know. I don't like the points. I think I'm still going to bet it, but on record, Anthony is like, no, don't do that. I think it'll get there, but I don't think it'll start early.
What is the over-under now? Like, where is it at this point?
It started out about 53. It's climbed.
Last I saw was 54 in the hook, but
okay.
it may have gone over there. I'll check it real quick.
Yeah, Chiefs-Titans went over only because of that garbage touchdown at the end from Tannehill.
It looks like a fast track weather-wise. I know there's some rain today and maybe a little bit into tomorrow, but it appears for game time it's going to be sunny. Or clear in like mid-60s.
53.5 is what I still have here. I'm sure it's gone up a point
in
some spots.
It's not going to be too dissimilar from the temperature here Sunday, is it? Isn't it supposed to kind of warm up? I think Herb was mentioning it's going to warm up here throughout the weekend, too.
Yeah, we're gonna break
all my weather from Herb.
We're going to break a nine-day run of sunlessness, which is like, just seasonal depression for everybody.
A year ago from this particular weekend, it was polar vortex time.
Uh-huh.
That was nice. Yeah, 50-something degree difference now. Actually, at this point, almost 60 degree difference versus what it was a year ago.
All right, so as you age, what are Super Bowl plans? Bernsie, you have long talked about, you know, setting yourself up in the right atmosphere, not ending up in a party where you're distracted by, like, the annoyances of perhaps children.
Humans.
Or friends.
I used to call
them beings.
Family.
I don't know what you're talking about.
There's a way of doing that to make you just right. I think over time, what I have learned is I prefer to turn the TV on at kickoff. That I don't need anything else. I can go on as if it's just a regular day, and I don't need the salute to America's Americanness or anything else.
Yeah.
Lee Greenwood or anything like that.
And you've done pregame all week.
Right. And that's
done
the thing.
It. Yeah.
Also, you will love this. This was the most hockey thing ever. Okay. Just, it's so hockey that we got the schedule a while back for my kids' team. They had a game scheduled for Sunday at 6 p.m.
Oh, that's the best.
At Fifth Third Center.
That's awesome.
And we're like, you know,
there's a little something.
Yeah, coach. But, you know, of course, hockey, they're so oblivious.
You know, got nothing in the way of hockey because this is the most important sport. No other sport means anything. So it
turns out that the parents are kind of grumbling a little bit. Mm. And we found out recently the game has been moved up.
Huh. Okay.
It's going to be a 3 o'clock puck.
Well done.
And you know why? No officials.
And likely no parents, maybe? Right. Just like put the kids on the hill or something like that?
We couldn't get any officials, so they're going to move it up. So I'm just laughing. Like, of course, of all sports.
That's outstanding.
Nothing else going on in this day of the court.
I enjoyed hearing from Kevin Matthews, man.
Oh, it was a joy, wasn't it?
Chicago radio legend. My band Brother was on his show a couple of times when he would just have like bands in and people would like, all right, give me that box over there. And our drummer would play on a box essentially and fit 9-10 people in a studio. And then he used to have those festivals, man. KevFest up in Antioch. I forget what that area was called, up on the lake there in Antioch, but just massive, thousands and thousands of people.
Blarney Island.
That's it.
Did a show from
that's
there.
It. So yeah, just the culture that dude created around the cult of personality that was Kevin was quite a thing.
Yeah, they don't tell you about Blarney Island. If you haven't experienced Blarney Island in Antioch, it is, it's international waters. There are no rules.
That's why people love it so much,
There are no laws.
Because there's like bars out on the island in the middle of the lake, right?
Well, yeah, there's the Port of Blarney that is its own bar and restaurant. And I've done a show from there, Blarney. Too. There's Port of Blarney, but then there's the ferry boats that take you to the actual Blarney Island, where things happen.
So it's like the antithesis of Chinatown, which just polices itself and has all the rules in the world, but no one else needs to worry about it.
No, it's like a Hieronymus Bosch painting out there.
God.
It's really, really quite something. I would suggest at some point in your life you make your way out there.
I like this vision of Chinatown that you're offering me and Anthony Herron.
Where they just,
well, here's what I need to find the underground casino that I'm sure is running somewhere in Chinatown.
You think there's one?
Right now.
Yeah.
Is the one?
There's at least one with like five poker tables. To be there.
I've always imagined that there is some sort of like rounders scene in this town that I just haven't tapped into yet.
There is.
Probably some there.
I think there definitely is.
You
like
think
underneath.
That there is. You're nodding at me like, yes.
I'll take you. Yes. Certain like old school Chicago saloons that have. Have basements where
or
things
whatever.
Are used for that. Yes.
Anytime I've gone and rented like private karaoke room for parties or something like that and done it in Chinatown at 1:30 when the place closes.
How often do you do this?
Oh, quite a bit. Quite a bit. Oh,
anytime
man.
He's done it.
Every of the 40 times I've done it.
I make a habit
you
of it.
You know, as one does.
Both Chinatown and Koreatown. In either direction, you make sure you got a private karaoke room. So for me, I could care less. I go, I do my entertainment. Folks are enjoying themselves, but some aren't really willing to participate in the public karaoke setting. So if you would like to karaoke in private, then you get the private room and just make sure
What's
everyone's comfortable.
Your go-to song?
Tina Turner.
Oh, it depends on the crowd. You gotta kind of know the room. You gotta get a sense for kind of what the folks need. Like when I karaoke in Nashville, I'll usually open with the Boot Scootin' Boogie. When I karaoke here in Chicago, it might be No Diggity. Depends on if I'm out on the West Coast.
Wow.
What have I done on the West Coast? Never rap. I've never done rap karaoke. I'm confident enough in my vocal stylings.
My goodness. There's a lot going on here. First of all.
I wouldn't win a Grammy. I would not win a Grammy, but I would advance on American Idol.
This is higher than Grammy. This is, you've reached estimable levels here because you've got multiple files ready to go.
This is unbelievable.
Depending on your audience. And the correct pronunciation is appreciated. Yeah, I don't know that I've ever said it in my life. It's exciting.
Aren't we all just trying to be correct here?
Because we have a friend in common. Who enjoys karaoke and who's done exactly what you're talking about in Koreatown, and he keeps asking me to and my wife to join them and I just
can't do it.
No,
I can't.
What? Why not? You have a lovely voice.
Does he?
Yes, he does.
I've done it before. I don't know. I just
Even in a private room?
I guess I probably would do it in a private
room.
I sing witchcraft or something. Right? You know?
What did you do on We Hope the Bears Win with Trubisky? Were you Kenny Rogers? Did you do a little Kenny Rogers on there?
I think I did.
I think you did. Connor with the Huey Lewis.
Yeah, that's what I did.
It was incredibly effective.
Yeah,
Power of Love?
Thank you.
No,
it's just the Huey Lewis part in the We Are the Bears.
We Hope the Bears. Did a big We Are the World parody, which utilized... Just all about right. everybody on staff.
Yeah.
And everyone stepped up quite strongly.
I agree. They're hearing from Kevin Matthews is really nice. Just the way it sort of all worked around organically that he heard us talking about the recipe that was in his cookbook 20 years ago.
That's
that was
beautiful.
Referenced by a listener last year. And he's a really, real, just a sweetheart of a guy.
That's awesome. Let me ask you guys something I'm going to ask the listener.